From National Public Radio and the Smithsonian Institution, I'm Bernice Johnson Regan, and this is Wade in the Water. Our theme, The Spiritual Wade in the Water, is performed in the gospel style by the Gospel Hominettes from Birmingham, Alabama. The Hominettes were among the many gospel singers who reached national acclaim during what we call the era of classic gospel. From the late 40s through the decade of the 50s, stretching toward the mid-60s, gospel reached what was perhaps its finest hour. It became truly an African-American national music with a well-developed network of singers and composers, often one and the same, radio programs featuring live studio broadcasts, and shows that played the latest records issued by companies that specialized in gospel, and unforgettable once-in-a-lifetime live performances in local churches and concert halls. We begin with the Gospel Hominettes of Birmingham, Alabama, who became one of the top groups under the phenomenal leads created by Dorothy Love.
Well, Getaway Jordan was a song that, and I went to sleep on and had a vision, you know, and all of us, most of the song back in those days about better days in heaven and God and the River of Jordan and et cetera, et cetera. But what set the song aside from the ordinary aspects of the beginning of it was the fact that I stopped in the middle of the song back in the 1950s, and this is important to you, because that's when I started rapping. I paused in the middle of the song, you know, want to cross over to see my Lord. Then I came up with a special course that said, when my feet get cold, my eyes are shut, my body's been chilled by the hand of this. This is stone rap.
Lift me on his mighty wings of love, carry my soul to the heavens. up above. They tell me Jordan is deep and wide, but I promised mother I'd see her on the other side. You got to cut back.
You got to remember being a small kid sitting back seeing this stuff. You know, it's almost like you're in hog heaven. You know, it's a phenomenon seeing all these famous groups.
Jordan Johnson was my older brother, and he rarely missed the concerts of the gospel singers and quartets brought to Albany, Georgia by a local promoter.
And the first female group he brought was a group called the Gospel Harmonettes. Now, I had been listening to gospel harmonists, Clara Walls, Mahalia Jackson, everybody that's on radio, and I thought it was some of the finest things you want to see. But when he brought them to Albany, they was on a program with the Soul Stirrers, Sam Cooke. Now, I wanted to go see the Soul Stirrers. But I guess in those days, I was a male chauvinist before I knew what the word was. I did not want to go see no female singing group. I don't know why. I wanted to see, I caught between the rock and hard place. I wanted to see Sam Cooke and the Soul Stirrers, but I did not care to see no women singing. It was all right to listen to them on the radio. But how that problem got resolved, Fanny, who was our oldest sister, had stopped playing the piano. And she had been playing piano at our church, and she wanted to go see the gospel harmonies. So our mother, she got into the picture, and basically it was just a one-way conversation. She didn't want Fanny to go up by herself. She said, "You going up there with her, period." I said, "Okay, my jaw's tight and everything." So I went with her. I don't mind telling you, that was one of the better shows I had seen up to that time.
You can't hurry God. Oh, no.
You just have to wait.
You have to trust him and give him time, child.
God, He's Right on Time by the Gospel Harmonettes. Jordan Johnson.
Now, the next women's group I saw was the Davis Sisters. Now, they came out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. It was four of them. And the power singer that was Ruth Davis.
He's all over me.
He's all over me.
And he's keeping.
He's keeping me alive.
He's keeping me alive.
He's keeping me alive.
Jesus is keeping
he's
me.
Keeping me alive.
He's all over me.
He's all over me.
And he's keeping.
He's keeping me alive.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All over the world.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is keeping me.
He's keeping me alive.
He's all over me.
All over me.
And he's keeping.
He's keeping me alive.
I know that he is.
He's keeping me alive.
Yes, he is.
He's keeping me alive.
Jesus is all.
The Davis Sisters and Keeping Me Alive.
And I can remember as a kid, my mom taking me to hear Ruth Davis. Ruth was one of the most powerful singers.
Contemporary gospel composer, pianist, and leader of his own group, Richard Smallwood.
The microphone could not capture the power that she had. I remember, you know, Ruth was not very concerned about the way she looked. And she would come into church, and her hair may be combed, it may not be, it really didn't matter. And she'd slip on this robe, and if she had on pants, she'd sort of roll up her pants legs. She might not have on loafers, no high heels, nothing. And get to the mic and sing 12 Gates to the City or Too Close to Heaven to turn around and just wear folk out.
Have you heard?
Ooh.
12 Gates to the City by the famous Davis Sisters of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. All of these groups had their own sound. We could hear the opening of the song and name the group. From Chicago came an innovative ensemble that electrified the gospel field. Initially organized by Robert Anderson, who was a protege of pioneering composer Roberta Martin, the Caravans found their stride under the skill, concepts, and leadership of a young gospel singer named Albertina Walker.
Everybody that was chosen to sing with the Caravans was a lead singer. And the lead singers always could sing at least two parts. That made the sound, I think, a little different than the ordinary group, because most groups, they look for a tenor singer or a soprano singer, or an alto singer, or a contralto singer. I look for lead singers, and when I got the lead singers, I trained them how to sing the other parts.
I said, Mary,
oh, Mary, don't you weep.
Martha, don't you moan.
Listen, Mary. Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
Preaching lead of Inez Andrews, performing Oh Mary Don't You Weep, recorded by the Caravans.
In my opinion, the Caravans was not only a top female group, they were one of the top gospel group in the country, period, bar none. And I remember the first time, they only came to Albany once. And when I went to see them, they was late coming, but most of the program started at 8 o'clock. And they got there about 8:45. Like I said, all the female groups that I had seen before, they had on roads and things of that nature. But I guess because they were late coming, they just came from the car, you know, to the theater right on stage. They all just had on dresses. And Shirley C, you know, when she took over, she sang the song about I Won't Be Back, and she left the stage. And that was one of the first time I seen somebody leave the stage come down into the audience.
Then the wheels all change, oh yeah. Well, my
captain,
she loves her,
on
the wheels are gonna
sit down on the bank,
sit down
on the river.
Yes, I tell you, girl,
I won't be back
no more.
Come on,
then the wheels go.
Sweet.
Yeah.
It was that song down through the years that helped me to find my way into the hearts of the people.
The Caravan singer who provided the pure, fiery Pentecostal energy for the group, Shirley Caesar.
Albertina Walker and the Caravans came to Raleigh, North Carolina, for a Sunday afternoon concert. And, of course, it was only three of them, Albertina, Inez Andrews, and Sarah McKissick. And, of course, they had on the piano Eddie Williams. I saw that they needed that fourth person. So I asked Dorothy Love Coates, who was the lead singer at that time of the original Gospel Harmonettes out of Birmingham, Alabama. I asked her if she would tell Albertina. I said, well, can you tell that lady up there that I can sing that part that's missing in the group? I don't even know whether or not Dorothy even said anything to her or not. But I do know that after the concert, nobody said anything to me. So they left there and went to Kinston, North Carolina for a night concert. I don't even think I had any money. Somehow or another, either somebody gave me some money or paid my way to get in, or I slipped in. I don't know how I got into the concert. But what I did, I do remember writing my own request saying, please call on Shirley Caesar to sing a solo. I felt within my spirit that if that lady had heard me, that she would want me in her group. And sure enough, that's the way it turned out.
Lord, Keep Me Day by Day by the Caravan. Another singer who created her own distinctive style was Edna Gelman Cook from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. She developed a smooth singing style with a unique way of phrasing. Nobody could match the slides and swoops she wove into her songs. Her most successful work came after her solo leads were backed by quartet singers. Dorothy Love Coates remembered her performances.
Well, Edna Gelman Cook was an artist within her own right, you know, very much an outstanding artist. She was the first lady that I met that didn't have to sing loud to get her message across. She sang more in a whispering tone, but it was very forceful, and it reached the heart. It went where it was supposed to go. And this made her a great, outstanding, unique artist. I never heard a voice like that before, nor since. She was a great artist.
Who healed my body one day? Oh, Lord. Nobody but you, Lord.
Nobody but you.
Nobody but you.
Nobody but you, Lord.
Nobody but you.
You, Lord.
Nobody but you, Lord.
Nobody but you, Lord.
knocked me out. When I was a stranger, you turned me about. Nobody but you, Lord.
Gelman Cook and Nobody But You, Lord. The next performance is by a singer whose career began during the 1930s. Like Shirley Caesar and Edna Gelman Cook, she came out of the Pentecostal tradition that brought so much to gospel. She was Rosetta Tharpe, a brilliant and distinct interpreter of hymns and a great guitarist. Rosetta Tharpe and her deeply moving performance of Precious Memories. Thank you.
such me, Lord. Now, now, you just turn the light from heaven on the soul. Oh, if you find anything that shouldn't be, take it out and spit in me. I wanna be right, I wanna be saved, Lord, I wanna be whole.
During the 40s, a great voice came out of the small community of East St. Louis, who became known as the Thunderbolt of the Midwest.
Friends, this is the Thunderbolt of the Middle West, Brother Joe May. I'm speaking for myself and all the gospel artists of Specialty Records in Hollywood, California. And when I say WDIA is as big as the biggest and bigger than most, you can believe me. WDIA at 1070 on your dial is your station. Want you to listen day and night. I'll be singing for you.
My name is Annette Mae Thomas, and I'm the oldest of seven. My father was the late Brother Joe May, who was a gospel singer, internationally known gospel singer, and at the age of four, I began traveling with him. In the 50s, when my father recorded a very hit record called Search Me, Lord, that catapulted him into national artistry, and at that time, that was in the 50s. Gospel was really going into its peak. In your care. Oh, touch me, Lord. People have called him an evangelist, but he was just a recording artist singing.
Oh, there must be a mansion. There must be a place. There must be somewhere that I can see him face to face. There must be a city fairer than a fair. There must be a heaven somewhere. Oh, there must be a mansion. There must be a place. There must be a somewhere that I can see God face to face. There must be a city than no fair. There must be a heaven up there. There must be joys that I have not known. There must be beauties that I have been shown. There is a crown waiting me up there.
Must Be a Heaven Somewhere by Brother Joe May. Gospel music had a number of great duets. Rosetta Thorpe performed with her mother, Katie Bell Newbin, the Boyer Brothers, the Gay Sisters, and the O'Neill Twins were some of the strong gospel duets. Out of Florida came a husband and wife team.
Sullivan Pugh is a great writer. And his wife, they made one of the greatest duo teams of our times.
Let me tell you, the consolers are my spiritual mom and dad.
Shirley Caesar.
One time we were together in the Apollo Theater, the Caravans and them, and they sang a song that morning because we would start out in the Apollo doing shows like 10 o'clock, maybe 9 o'clock, straight on through to midnight, because we were doing like 4 and 5 shows a day. All the rest of us, you know, we had like 5 and 6 and 7 group members, but just 2 of them. They had no drums, no nothing, just his guitar that he laid across his stomach and played. And all of the songs that they recorded, Brother Pugh wrote them. Give Me My Flowers While I Yet Live. And, oh, you talking about such an anointing. The Consolers, they were something else.
Consolers and Give Me My Flowers. Birmingham, Alabama is a great gospel city, and it was the home of one of the pivotal transitional figures who helped to usher in the Broadway gospel musical. He starred in Tambourines to Glory and Black Nativity, created by Langston Hughes. His name was Alex Bradford.
Oh, yeah, I remember him. Yes, indeed. In fact, with the Caravans, we used to travel with Alex Bradford. He was such a great artist, and he could tear the church up just singing and just dramatizing the things that he was singing.
He was a great composer and a great gospel singer. His signature song was Too Close to Heaven.
He would turn the church out with Too Close to Heaven.
I'm too close to my journey's end. I'm too close to turn back into a world of sin. And I wouldn't take nothing for my journey right now. to make it to heaven somehow. I'm too close. Almost reached my goal. I'm too close to finally saving my soul. I'm too close. Hallelujah. Too heaven. But I can't turn around. I'm too close. I can almost see my God's face. I'm too close. I'll tell the world that I love this race. And I'm so close. Because he's holding to my hand, and I know he's gonna lead me to the land. I'm so close. I wanna see my old mother again. I'm too close to miss shaking hands with all my friends. I'm a too close to heaven. Yeah, you know I can't
turn around.
I promised the Lord that I wouldn't
turn around.
I'm Pop Staples, the founder and manager of the Staple Singers, which is a family group. The father and his children, the original group, is Pops, Cleotha, Purvis, Yvonne, and Mavis. That's the original group of the Staple Singers. God give us a gift. And I listened to some of the other songs that we arranged back in those days and there. I said, my God, I didn't know I was, how did we do this? And low is the way, you know, and we had been dogged around so much. I remember we went to Tabernacle, Willie Webb, bless his heart, Willie Webb, and Evelyn Gay, those two people helped the Staple Singers to be where they are. And Willie Webb said, asked us to come. I said, we'll come, man, if you're going to let us sing. If you're not going to let us sing, don't ask us to come, because if we come, we want to sing. I guarantee you we'll sing. And he let us sing, and that night, we didn't sing on Cloud of Day. We sung Low Is Away.
Low. Low is away. To the upper bright world, well, love, low is the way. To a right away.
bow. She had to bow. So,
oh, mother.
She had to bow. So,
low, oh, lower.
She had to bow. So,
lower.
She had to bow.
From a day to day, I knew the Lord would lead every step of led us to heavenly. A good God Almighty now
shine
on me.
Mavis Staple leading the Staple Singers in their performance of their classic recording of the gospel hymn, Lo is the Way. Dorothy Love Coates.
This traditional gospel just moves the unmovable and saves the unsavable. And it goes right on through all of the risings and fallings of all the different music that comes on the scene. Basically, the message seems to reach everybody.
Wade in the water,
whoa. Wade in the water, children, wade in the water. He's gonna trouble the water. He's gonna trouble the water.
Wade.
Sing till the power. This program is part of the Wade in the Water series, produced by National Public Radio and the Smithsonian Institution. The senior producer is Judy Moore Latta, associate producer Sonia Williams, technical director Renee Pringle. Production staff includes Beverly Oliver, Joseph Gill, Dakia Simmons, and Tawan Mercer. Special thanks to Ev Grimes, Anthony Halbert, and NPR member stations WBHM and WUNC. The executive producer is Sandra Ratley Lewis, and I'm conceptual producer Bernice Johnson Reathen.
Copies of Wade in the Water are not currently available, but we're polling audience interest. If you want these programs on CD or cassette, please call 1-800-923-3426. Major funding for Wade in the Water, African American Sacred Music Traditions, was provided by a grant from the National Endowment for the Humanities. Additional support was provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Catholic Communication Campaign, a parishioner-funded program that gets the good news around. This is NPR, National Public Radio.